Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. AgRural today says that Brazilian farmers will increase soybean acres for the eighth consecutive year in the upcoming 2013-14 season, this time by 6%. Area will rise to 72.9 million acres of soybeans when planting starts in September in Brazil. Based on yield data from the last 10 years, production will jump 9% to 89.1 million metric tons next season. Mato Grosso, Brazil's largest soybean state, will see a 5.2% increase in area to 20.3 million acres. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development today says that the annual rate of inflation across developed and a number of large developing economies rose in June. Figures showed consumer prices in its 34 member countries rose by 1.8% in the 12 months to June, having risen by 1.5% in the 12 months to May. Across OECD members, energy prices rose by 3.4% in the 12 months to June. Food prices rose by 2.2%. Japan today lifted a two-month-old ban on imports of U.S. Western white wheat that it imposed after an unapproved genetically modified strain of wheat was discovered at a farm in Oregon. Japan halted imports of the popular grade used for making cakes and biscuits on May the 30th. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS released its latest crop progress report figures for the week ending July 28th. 71% of the corn crop is silking versus 43% last week, and the five-year rolling average is 75%. 8% of corn is in dough stage versus the five-year rolling average of 17%. Corn conditions look like this: good to excellent, 63%, fair 26%, poor 8%, and very poor 3%. The good to excellent category, no change from a week ago. Soybeans that are blooming, 65% versus 46% last week, and the five-year rolling average is 74%. Soybeans setting pods, 20% versus 8% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 34%. Soybean conditions look like this: good to excellent, 63%. That's down 1 percentage point from last week. Fair, 28%. Poor, 7%. And very poor, 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,557, is up 35 points. The NASDAQ, 3611, is up almost 12. And the S&P 500 is 1689. It is up 4.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be mostly favorable, but we do have a few areas of concern that remain across parts of the region. Some of those areas continue in Iowa, where it's very dry, as well as the easternmost parts of Nebraska. We also have some pockets of dryness that continue to, in parts of Illinois, the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and there's still some areas in Missouri and Kansas. But there has been relief here recently across parts of interior eastern and some west central portions of Kansas and Missouri, respectively. These areas have seen enough precipitation in the past couple of days to help benefit some of the topsoil. We're still going to need some additional follow-up rain to really nail down the improving trend that's underway. We do have a couple of other waves of energy that will likely move through the southwestern Corn Belt, offering some additional relief. They will likely occur as we move forward through this next 3 or 4 day period. A ridge of high pressure may evolve across parts of the plains as we move forward through the second half of this week and into the weekend. Now, this ridge is going to be a weak ridge, and don't be alarmed by the mere mention of it. It is not going to turn hot and dry. But what this ridge is going to do is it's going to shift the upper air flow of air just enough so that we can push a frontal boundary back across a larger portion of the western Corn Belt. and that should provide a trigger mechanism for repetitive shower and thunderstorm activity to help ease up on one of the driest areas in the southwestern Corn Belt, meaning extreme eastern Nebraska and extreme western portions of Iowa, and maybe southward into northwestern Missouri. This will take place as we move into the second half of this week, and we'll likely see the precipitation occur in a couple of waves. If we happen to miss these two waves of rain, some of the drier bias in these areas may prevail for a while. The weather pattern is warming up across the Midwest. We're expecting to see temperatures come back to a more seasonable range over the next 5 or 6 days or so. It'll be a slow process. It's not going to happen very quickly. We'll look for highs eventually getting back into the 80s across a big part of the region, but that may take almost the majority of this forecast period of time, taking us through the weekend before we actually get to that point. And there may be a short-term bout of warmer than normal weather that may occur for a brief period early to midweek next week, just in front of another surge of colder air, which is expected to move through the Midwest as we move through the middle to latter part of next week. If the cold air holds up as significantly as some of the models suggest, we may be seeing temperatures as chilly as what we've seen over the past few days across a big part of the Midwest once again. In the meantime, we do expect to see somewhat of a limited amount of precipitation occur across northern and eastern portions of the Midwest over the balance of this week and into the weekend. Areas from Minnesota and the Dakotas, eastward to Michigan, and southeastward into portions of Ohio and Indiana will probably get rain at one time or another, but they're probably not going to see tremendous amounts of moisture. Totals will probably run from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5/10 of an inch most often, with some local totals getting into the 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch range. I don't expect the heavier rains to occur very often, and there may be some concern about net drying conditions across parts of these areas, but remember the soil moisture is still favorable down deep into the ground across all of the eastern Midwest and in portions of the upper Midwest as well. We do need to see greater amounts of rain throughout the western Corn Belt and in Illinois, and we'll probably see a couple of opportunities for significant rain in these areas as we move forward through the coming week. Both the latter part of this week and again the middle part of next week will be the most favored periods for bringing some meaningful rainfall to these regions. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat at 7.02 and a quarter is up 1.5. Soft December wheat, 6.66, up 2.75. September corn, 4.91 and 3/4, up 2.5. December, 4.76, up 2.75. August soybeans, 13.76, up 8.5. November, 12.20 and a half, up 0.5. August soybean meal, 4.45.50, up 6.60. August soybean oil at 42.54 is up 7 cents. August live cattle, 122.22 and a half, up 12 and a half. August feeders, 153.27 and a half, unchanged. And August lean hogs at 97.17 and a half, down 72 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Some rain in Illinois today, huh?
Yeah, it started in the west and is coming this way, and we actually have it drizzling and sprinkling here for the last 5-10 minutes here. I've had guys have it in the western west of the Illinois River since 5:30 this morning.
Enough to wet the ground anyway.
Well, you know, it's wet the ground in places. Maybe it's even measurable.
So we have a slight little turnaround Tuesday, I guess you would call it, more or less.
Yeah, we actually were up 4 in corn, and we were up, right at 8:30, we were up about 8 in September beans. August beans hit up 11-12. New crop Novembers were up 4 to 5, and that was after being down a couple in beans. After we made those highs, we were down a penny within 10 minutes, but at the moment, we're hanging in there up a half in November beans. August are up 7. They go off soon. So the front month will be September up 3. In corn, we're up 2, 2.5 across the board. We've been unchanged, maybe down a quarter on the lows.
So the lows we've made this week, low enough for now?
It could be. We might be sideways for a little bit. There's a lot of areas haven't had rain and need rain. But a lot of dry areas got a lot of rain since last Friday. So individually, the good to excellent ratings were unchanged in corn. And beans actually went down one. They increased in the eastern Corn Belt, maybe way west, but this, from Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, they pretty much all went down. But it's normal for this time of year for the good to excellent ratings to start dropping because as you get in through reproductive stages, corn doesn't look quite as green, doesn't look as good.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 491.5, down 2.25, make that up 2.5, excuse me, 491.75, up 2.5. December, 475.25, up 2. August soybeans, 1374.75, up 7.25. November, it's 1220, unchanged. August soybean meal, 445.60, up 670. August soybean oils, 42.50, up 3 cents. August live cattle, 122.15, up a nickel. August feeders, 153.22.5, down a nickel. And August lean hogs, 97.20, is down 70. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central